We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted word from God's servant, Pastor Wale Tejumade. Get ready for a transformation.
I want to continue with the teaching focus for the month of September, which is healing rain. All right? The writer says, Jesus wants you well, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. And when I brought the first part of the teaching to us last two Sundays, we established a couple of things. Three things, actually. And if you missed that teaching, it's still right there on our YouTube platform. All right, you may go to there right now. I mean, after now, you know, and go watch. We established the fact that sicknesses and diseases, they are of the devil. They're not of the Lord. We established the fact that the Lord is not testing you with sicknesses and diseases. He's not trying to make you strong in the faith. We established the fact that in Christ Jesus, wholeness is possible. You can become whole spirit, soul, and body. We established that. And we saw also in 3 John 2, you know, John's letter to Gaius telling him he wishes above all things that he prospers, you know, and be in good health even as his soul prospers. Now, this morning, I want to take it a step further. Don't forget, like we've established, on Sundays as this, I'll bring us the teachings. Then on Fridays, we'll all gather for practicals, you know, of the things, you know, that we've been taught. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. This morning, my message is simply titled, Faith for Healing. Thank you, Father. Faith for Healing. Faith for Healing. If you're worshiping Lofty Heights, this apparently is not going to be the first time you would hear a teaching around the subject of faith. As a matter of fact, I think in the month of, this is September, sometimes June or July, we spend, you know, a lot of time teaching and dissecting the subject of faith. Let me do a quick recap on some of the things we learned in that particular phase. One of them is the fact that faith is the believer's currency, according to Hebrews 11 says. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. We saw this also established in Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. We saw it also established in Hebrews chapter number 12 from verse number 1. He says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How? Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame, and now has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If you go back to Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6, something very pointedly happened. Verse number 5 and verse number 6, you know, that we read earlier on. Bible records that it was recorded concerning Enoch, that God took Enoch away because Enoch pleased the Lord. In other words, yet again, Enoch didn't die a natural death. So till this day, you can't find the tomb of Enoch. God took Enoch away. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Bible says because he had a testimony that he did what? That he pleased God. Verse number 6 then says, he says, but without faith, we know that it is impossible to please him. So what made Enoch Enoch in those periods or in that time was actually the fact that Enoch had faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. Bible says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, in other words, that he exists, that he is real, that God is not a fluke. You must believe that he died. You must believe he rose. You must believe that this God is as real as you can see me, as I can see you this moment. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. And much more, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So faith is the believer's currency. If you go through the scripture, as a matter of fact, in this kingdom, you cannot obtain anything from the Lord if you're faithless. Bible further tells us, I think that's in the book of James, he says, anyone that's coming to the Lord, you know, should have faith that is able to do that which he or she is desiring from the Lord. Hallelujah. He says the one who is faithless, he says he's like a wave of the sea, an ocean that is not stable. Can you imagine that analogy? Bible says if you are faithless, you don't believe in God, you don't believe that he exists, you are like a wave of the sea, which is easily tossed to and fro. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Bible says, let not such a person think that he can obtain anything from the Lord. Let not such a person think that he can receive anything from the Lord. We also established that faith is God's love language. You can go back on YouTube and go, you know, watch all those teachings yet again. God wants you to love him. God wants you to give. God wants you to believe in him. All right. But God's love language is faith. You know, this morning, I woke up and I continued to ponder about this teaching and meditate on it. And then it occurred to me yet again. Why would God, for the God that he is, still, you know, wanting us to believe that he is God? Should that be a concern for him? Because he is God. Why is he still interested or, you know, mindful or cognizant of the fact that before you can get anything from him, you must still believe that he exists? Despite the fact that he is God, there is no interaction with the Lord without faith. There is no interaction with the Lord without faith. Hallelujah. Again, my message this morning is titled Faith for Healing. And I came about this topic for this reason. Listen, it is possible for you to believe, to have faith in God as the provider, and not have faith in God as your healer. It is possible. You can believe that God is able to protect you from accidents and not believe that he has the power to take away fibro. I thank God yet again, you know, for that testimony of Shasha and his mom, that Elisha and his mom. Because you see, this is the same thing that I teach all the time. When our kids come to us for any reason to say certain things, ask them, have you prayed? Have you talked to the Lord about it? Don't say, oh, don't worry. Oh, we're going to the clinic tomorrow. Hey, Sandra, could you check that wardrobe if Advil is still there? No. The first response must always be so serious that the sister then fell sick again. And the brother then had to be telling the sister, Dr. Jesus is able to heal you. Hey, imagine that. As little as that boy is, his faith is being, you know, encouraged and being pushed. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. So you can have faith in God to settle you maritally, to bring peace to your home. Yet, you may have, you know, one form of ailment or disease in your body, and you're just not sure if Jesus can still heal you of that. Take for example, don't let me face her, because I won't face them. Eri as an example. Eri, as your pastor, if I come to you and I say, Eri, I'm going to give you $200. Would you believe that I can give you, that I have $200 to give to you? Why are you answering for her? Amen. You believe that I have $200 to give to you, right? Awesome. So then, if I say, don't let me do Eri alone. Let me say everybody in this Calgary church, for example, right? The after service, we are heading to YYC, that's Calgary Airport. A friend just bought a private jet and he wants me to fly all of you to Santorini. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. So I'm going to be the pilot of the private jet. So Sister Sandra, why did you do MJ? You took a look at your husband. Why? You don't believe I can fly the private jet? Baby, Lady T, before God and man, if I say, let's go to YYC right now, and then there is a private jet there that I can fly you, I'm flying you, that I'm the pilot, and I'm taking you to Maldives, which is a dream destination you've had, would you join me? You won't join me. I'm wondering why she says she's not going to join me. I thought it's for better, for worse, till death do us part. She says she does not want to die before our time. We will not die before our time in Jesus' name. I did that just letting you understand. You see that when I made mention of $200, she's my wife. She likes money. Once she hears money, her ears go. The antenna is triple. You saw that she jumped. She was answering for Eri. But when I talked about flying, piloting a jet, she said no. So she believed that I can give $200. But she does not believe that I can fly a private jet. That's the state of life of some of us with the Lord. But you see, unlike me, the Jesus that we serve has endless capacity. Bible says the cattle upon 1,000 hills, you know, they belong to him. He can do anything. Bible says there is nothing that is impossible for him to do. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, during the first set of the teaching 2 Sundays ago, I did mention that the redeeming Jesus is the healing Jesus. The Jesus that will grant you success in your academics, it is the same Jesus that can heal you or that will heal you. So you can believe that he can do A and then not believe that he can do B. Sometimes don't we feel that, you know, there are certain aspects of your life that you feel, you know, God can deal with and God can manage and God can settle. Yet there are certain aspects of your life that you feel, you know what, I think I have strength in this regard. It's the reason why many experiences, you know, downfalls. See, God that we serve is either the God of all or the God of none. God doesn't want you to subject, you know, and give, you know, one part of your life unto him and then leave the other part. Say, Lord, I'm my home is in your hand. But you see, when it comes to my finances, don't bother about that. I studied so well. My parents sent me to good schools, you know, and I have good result. I can always get a job. I have that sorted. He doesn't want you to have anyone in your kitty. He desires that you roll everything before him. That's one of the reasons why I love that songwriter that says, daily as a leaf, as often as a breath, let my whole life, not some part of my life, let it be an expression of your grace. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. So I say all of all these things to just establish again the fact that it is possible to trust in God for A, you know, and you know that he has the capacity to do in that and not being able to trust in him, you know, for B. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. So then how do you build faith for healing? You see, the faith, I'm trying to be careful here. It's not as if they are different faith. The faith you need for your success in career is not different from the faith that you need for your healing as you're teaching, right? But the ways to going about building of that faith is different. Your approach to building faith in yourself, I mean in God rather, to settling you maritally, that approach must be different from you trusting God to have you settled, you know, career-wise. It's the same God that's going to do, you know, both of the things that you're wanting him to do, right? But the measure of faith required is different. Bible tells us, for example, you know, his disciples saw a guy that was possessed of the devil, and they couldn't cast out the demons. So they went to me and say, we have tried, we couldn't do these things. Jesus said to them, how long shall I bear with you, O ye of little faith? He says, this kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting, meaning that they've been exercising faith in respect to certain things in their lives prior. Sometimes certain challenge, you know, that faces you would require a certain measure of faith or a deeper or higher dimension of faith. Faith is in measures. I hope you all know that. We all don't have the same measure of faith. You can grow in faith in God. At salvation, when you accepted the Lordship of Jesus, you were dealt with, according to Ephesians chapter number 1, you were dealt with a measure of faith. What will determine how you grow in the Lord and how the faith arises will be dependent on your relationship with the Lord. This is one of the things I've also come to understand. Once you receive victory in a particular area of life, you would see that you've conquered that. But before you can conquer that, you'll have to build your faith enough to be able to, you know, to be strong enough to be able to overcome in whatsoever challenge that is. Take, for example, for me, by God's grace, I've conquered migraine headache. If you're all suffering from migraine headache and I pray with you, right, you would receive your healing. You know why I can say this, and I can say this very boldly? It is simply because the keys to that is given to me. I've seen God heal several people suffering from this in or using me. So the measure of faith that we all have, they are different. The one you need for your academics, it's faith. Maybe deeper for the one that you would need for marital destiny. Take, for example, maybe in your lineage, Malaku Siana Mando, Egodiyaraba. There is someone under the sound of my voice who is very concerned about the ability to be maritally settled. This is a very serious concern, you know, for you. And things are getting to that level where you're wondering, you know, when will it be and how will it be, you know, and all of that. And as it were, you're getting to a point where you're gradually losing faith or you're losing hope in the Lord. You're wondering whether it's going to be or whether it's not going to be. This is what I need you to understand and that I need you to do. I need you to trust God more. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. I need you to do what? I need you to trust God more. This person that I'm talking about, if you check your lineage, and I'm speaking prophetically now, you would see without any outer of doubt that actually in your home, in your lineage, right, the people in there find their heart to get settled maritally. And sometimes when they get settled maritally, the devil comes in another form to attacking them. Listen, because for you, for example, you can see how weighty that situation is, knowing that what you are contending with is generational in nature. You will need a higher level of faith in the Lord to contending and breaking free from that. If you studied in school, for example, and then, you know, you have all your results, your academic pursuit is going well and all of that, it may be fine for you. But the moment you notice, you know, that certain things are a pattern, you need to go deeper. So then how do you build your faith specifically for healing? How do you receive faith for your healing? How do you receive faith for your healing? If you're under the sound of my voice, and you sure are, I'm very certain that you are, you have pain in your lower back. Place your hand upon it right now, in your lower back region. If you believe your healing is just about to come to you. And so in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare, let that pain leave you right now. I curse the root of that pain in the name of Jesus. I curse the root of that pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I stretch forth my hand towards you wherever you may be, either in Regina or here or watching online. Receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to do what you couldn't do before in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I also want to believe, you know, that, you know, we are very mindful of the need to share testimonies of what God is doing in our midst. So then how do you build your faith? I have just 3 points to share with us. Number one, believe in Jesus, the healer. Again, like I established, you can believe in Jesus, the Savior, yet not believe in Jesus, the healer. It's possible. You know, on Friday at the University of Regina, I brought them a message titled, Jesus, the healer. And I told them, Before you meet Jesus the healer, you need to meet Jesus the redeemer. Because it is in your redemption package that your healing is hidden. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Believe in Jesus as the healer. As that praise report that we heard said, believe in Jesus as the doctor Jesus. After you've met and you've known the redeeming Jesus. Luke chapter number 8, 43 to 48. Luke chapter number 8, 43 to 48. Speaks to us about the story of the woman with the issue of blood. It's one story that's very poignant in the scripture. Bible says she spent everything that she has on physicians. She's got no healing. But she purposed in her heart, if only I can just touch the hem of his garment. She did that simply because she believed in Jesus, the healer. Please pay attention yet again. You need faith for anything that you desire to do in or to have in with the Lord. The faith to get you settled maritally may not be the same, you know, dimension that you need for your healing. You get what I'm saying now? This that I'm teaching you this morning is faith for your healing. If only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. In Matthew chapter number 8, from verse number 1, we read yet again about the story of the leper. Bible says Jesus, he saw Jesus walk into the synagogue. And then he went to meet Jesus and said, I know that if you will, you can heal me. I taught about this 2 Sundays ago. I did again on Friday, and I'm going to do right now. I know if you are willing, you can make me whole. He did not doubt. He knew Jesus as the healer. He wasn't doubting. He knew Jesus as the healer. To receive your healing, to have faith for healing, Jesus must go for you beyond just the provider. He must go beyond just the protector. He must also be the healer. The part of Jesus you haven't connected to or that you did not see, you cannot receive. The part of him, the part of him that you've not affirmed, that you've not connected to, that you've not received, you cannot receive. He can be everything. You can sing from now to tomorrow. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. He can be the lover of your soul, truly. If you do not see him as your healer, he can't manifest himself as a healer to you. The manifestation of Jesus that you would see is dependent on the revelation of the Jesus that you have. The day you begin to see him as Jesus, the provider, you see provisions begin to come. The day you begin to see him as Jesus, the protector, you see yourself beginning to get protected, fearing no evil. The day you reckon with him as Jesus, the healer, you would see, you begin to walk in healing. So the dimension of Jesus that you would experience, that you would receive, is dependent on the dimension of Jesus you've connected to. It's very deep. Bible says in the book of Isaiah, who can understand, who can search the depth of his understanding? This God is endless. So the only way in which we get to knowing him more and more and more is by koinonia, intimacy with him. You must know Jesus as the healer. That reality must come to you. I know this. Each time I read, when I stumbled, Minister Jumi, Matthew 8, 16 to 17, I will meditate and meditate like I've taught you. I do the same thing too. I will open it up in different verses, especially verse number 17. He says that he might be fulfilled that which was said, declared by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and bore witness. That's him. What Jesus quoted in Matthew 8, 17 is the same thing Isaiah had recorded in Isaiah 53 from verse number 5. But you know the truth? That this came, right, through the times of Jesus. This seemed more alive to me than just reading Isaiah 53. The dimension of Jesus that you see is the dimension of Jesus that you know. If you want to experience the dimension of him that you desire, you must be willing to go deeper. He can be your savior. He can be this. He can be that. He can be your deliverer. If you see him as your deliverer, if you reckon with him as your deliverer, you begin to see that manifest. In Christ Jesus, in respect to this dimension thing I'm talking about, what you emphasize is what you will see. And that's faith. What you emphasize, that is what you would see. So the woman said to himself, to herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Why? She knew Jesus as the healer. So on Friday, this Friday again, for example, we'll be there at the Ark, not longer at the university campus, but at the Ark, for yet another encounter tonight. Yet there are people who call this church their church who are sick. You know, those kind of sickness that you've been managing, it's become part and parcel of you, like I taught in the first time. Yet you won't show. And then you will then hear stories, babe, if you give the devil one leg, 1 foot, it's going to take 10. As this teaching series is going on, for example, if you don't let him know that now you've come to the knowledge of your understanding in Christ, that Jesus is not just your savior, not just the lover of your soul, but only also your healer, you know what? The devil is going to proceed. He will move from migraine headache to something else. But when he already knows that you have an understanding of where you are standing in Christ Jesus, he will never come to you to afflict you with any form of sicknesses. So those things remain simply because you've been doing kill sarah sarah. You know, my father had it, my mother had it, everybody had it, so why wouldn't I have it? Yet you've forgotten that the day you confessed and accepted the lordship of Jesus, your lineage changed. Jesus says, Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 1, from verse number 12, he says he came to his own. He says his own, they received him not. He says, but to them that received him, what did he do to those ones? Those ones, he gave power to become sons of God. Bible says, those who were born not of blood, those who were born not of blood, the covenant that you have in Christ Jesus is thicker than your blood covenant with your biological siblings. That's something many of you don't understand. If it were by blood covenant or family line, I should not be here or be privileged to be leading this ministry. Jesus. Say after me, Jesus, my healer. Jesus, my healer. Say like you mean it, Jesus, my healer. Daniel 11:32b, it says, they, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. In John chapter number 11, verse number 21, Martha, Bible records, believed in Jesus as the one who has the capacity to resurrect in everything that is dead. The dimension of Jesus you believe in will become your reality. Did you catch that now? The dimension. They say, if you've been here earlier, you wouldn't have died. She know that Lazarus wouldn't have died. Then Jesus said to him, it doesn't matter whether I was here earlier or no. Then even she went further and comforted herself. You know what? And the deed has even been done already. The glory to God, because the resurrection morning, we all shall see again. Jesus said, no, it's not like that. Me, I'm the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. The dimension of Jesus, believing, become the reality. I tell you. I say all the time that I don't see shame. Those who serve closely with me, they will tell you that. It's because I've seen that dimension of Christ. Hallelujah. Because he's our standard. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We saw yet again in Matthew chapter number 8, verses 5 to 10. Matthew chapter number 8, verses 5 to 10. About the centurion and the servant. That's yet another scripture that I love so much. Matthew 8, 5 to 10. About the centurion and the servant. Came to Jesus saw Jesus, you know, people thronging around where Jesus was. And Jesus, the disciple says, no, he will not be able to come. He can't come. He's busy right now. He can't come to you. He said, I don't need him to come. He says, Jesus, just send the word. If you can display it, that would be good. Matthew chapter number 8, verses 5 to 10. We can start reading from verse number maybe 7 or 8. Let's say 7, 8 because of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Verse number 8 now. The centurion answered, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He says, but only speak your word and my servant will be healed. You know why? He has come to the knowledge of Jesus as the healer. Again, the dimension of Jesus you recognize would become your reality. If you do not see him as such, you cannot experience it. It was so bad that even in Jesus' hometown, Mark chapter number 6, 1 to 6, Mark chapter number 6, 1 to 6, the Bible says Jesus couldn't do any mighty miracle in there. Jesus, are you getting us this morning? Jesus couldn't do any mighty miracle in there. Do you know why Jesus couldn't do mighty miracles in there? Because they did not believe in him. Bible says, Bible says he marveled at their unbelief in his hometown. Didn't you just see my wife not believe in me that I can pilot a jet? Do you understand what I'm saying now? He couldn't. Bible says, except from just laying hands on few sick people, he couldn't do anything. You would have thought that it was in his own hometown that he would have gone, and everybody would have, hey, the Messiah is here, the healer is here, the deliverer is here, the protector is here. But no. As a matter of fact, I think it was Phyllis who said, can anything good ever come out of Nazareth? And say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one born of carpenter Joseph. And say, nothing good can. The stone in you that the builder has rejected is becoming the chief cornerstone. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare it one more time that the stone in you, the builder is rejected, is becoming the chief cornerstone. Where you've been dishonored, where you've been disrespected, the Lord will elevate you. I'm prophesying over your lives right now. In places where you've been talked down upon, where you've been shamed, the Lord will give you double for your trouble. In places where they've shut doors against you, the Lord opens greater door for you. Listen, your testimony shall be, I did not know you were going to answer me this way. Because right now, as I'm teaching and as I'm preaching this word to you, some of you are under the sound of my voice. And you feel as though the world is crashing all around you. Things are not working. Nothing is moving. You feel stunted. There is no growth. There is no development. But listen, Bible says it causes all things to work together for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare speed in your journey. I declare speed on your journey. I declare speed on your journey. Alakoni and Amanda. Bible tells us in the book of 2 Kings, Elijah, you know, outrun the chariot of Ahab in the name of Jesus. Bible says, because the hand of the Lord was upon him. I declare the hand of the Lord comes upon you right now. This few months remaining for this year to come to an end, Elakusia. If I be a man of God, I prophesy over your destiny this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that times have collapsed for you. I declare one more time that times have collapsed. Seasons that seem to be lost to you in the name of Jesus. The Lord gives you bounty harvest in the name of Jesus. Jesus couldn't do much. He couldn't do much. They didn't believe him. They didn't believe him. The same with some of you under the sound of my voice right now. Your family members don't believe in you. Maybe you are even married. Your spouse does not believe in you. One with God is majority. Again, bear this in mind. And I didn't even think about this prior. The dimension of Jesus you experience is going to become your reality. If you don't know that he has the capacity to turn in the stone the builder rejected into the chief cornerstone, you can't experience him. It is that simple. It's that simple. Number two, faith for healing. Such an anointed here this morning. Number two, how to build your faith specifically for healing. And you can do this over the lives of your children too. You heard that praise report, for example. I love that part where Sister Kenny said, I prayed a prayer that a little child can understand. So that I can connect. Number two, get scriptures relating to sicknesses and diseases and healing. They are bound. Get them. Get them. Without a doubt, in my spirit, I believe that God healed, you know, certain people of asthmatic condition, you know, to the compensation of healing. Told them that date, 2023, one they will never in their lives forget, you know, except they do not believe. I'm not a healer. Let me tell you the dimension of grace that is at work in my life for the benefit of those of you who do not know. I am what you may want to call a speaking prophet. This is what I know for a fact. I don't necessarily have to lay hands on you. If I make mention of your matter or your case, you can trust God to bring in healing to you. The sister that God healed, 10 years each on the back. That was here in Calgary, she was in Regina. The one that God healed of infirmity in the tummy region, was not even in the same physical room as mine. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. The very first major miracle God did through me that I still reckon with till today was done in the year 2017 or thereabouts, my former church. He humbles me till today because of the dimension in which it came. All I did was just to declare the word. There's a lady under the sound of my voice. You are having this, you are having this, you are having that. She had spent, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she had spent, she told me, and my pastor then, she said, there is no doctor who deals with gynes, right? With ovulation and bleeding and, you know, all those things in the city of Regina that she hadn't visited. She said when a period is approaching, a menstrual cycle is approaching, she dares not go to work. I didn't lay hands on her. I didn't call her for. I only mentioned the case. And the word of faith made her whole. I shared it before, how the same lady came to me to share what God did for her. And she then said, I'm also going to be 30 by December. I'm not in a relationship. I do not have a spouse. And immediately the Lord ministered to me to sit down. So I delayed the arrival of the spouse such that she can get rid of this infirmity in her body first. And I told her, I said, now that the Lord Jesus has made you whole, if I be a man of God, before December of this year, your marital is set. It happened as the mouth of the Lord said it. Get scriptures relating to sicknesses and diseases. Hebrews 4:12-16 tells us about the power in God. It says it is quick. It is sharper than power. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God. I love it. Oh. I love it. See, I only need to see it. I remember when I first stumbled on Acts chapter number 3, the story of Peter and John and the rest of the disciples. No, I'm Peter and the rest of the guys. You know, when they healed the guy at the gate called Beautiful. I could not believe it. I said, really? And then I said, the spirit that enabled Peter to doing that spirit is in me. If Peter can do it, I can do it. We launch out in faith and pursue kingdom agenda because we see it written. If you worship in lofty heights, you would have heard me say multiple times. I hope yours also know. There is no situation of life you're contending with, my sister, that there are no relevant scriptures for in the Bible. None. None. There is nothing you're contending with that there are no scriptures in the Bible that deals or talks about them. None. None. I don't know why. You know, I heard in my spirit just right now, I set the solitary in families. And I realized that of my analogies this morning, I've been talking about marital settlement and all of that. If you believe and you are due to be maritally settled, I just want your faith to be connected right now. And I want you, if you may, just lift up your hand up onto heaven without shame, including over there in Regina. Including over there in Regina. The Lord sent me, I did not send myself. If you lift up your hand up onto heaven and you will believe, miracle is going to happen in 90 days. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you desire, let the Lord visit you. Every veil that will bring your ability to be seen, I tear them off by the blood. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, child of God, I declare you maritally settled. I declare you maritally fulfilled. Wherever your spouse is on the face of the earth, this moment, as this word is going forth from my mouth, let the Lord begin to quicken his steps and quicken our steps to align in with your steps in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you that believe, before Christmas of this year, 25th of December, you will meet the bone of your bone. You will meet the flesh of your flesh. I declare again by the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever your spouse, your God-ordained spouse may be on the face, I declare that God quickens their step. God quickens his step. God quickens our step in the name of Jesus. The connection that is needed for the both of you to come into contact with one another, I declare it divinely orchestrated now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe, it's done. Hallelujah, glory to God. That prayer is not for those of you who are in year one or year two. Right? Go face your academics. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. I look forward to your testimony. You see, this is the beautiful thing about the God that we serve. This healing is whole, spirit, soul, and body. Get scriptures relating to it. Hallelujah. Get scriptures relating to it. Because Bible tells us in Romans number 10, verse number, tells us, it says, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. It also comes by reading the word. Faith comes. It comes by hearing, Romans 10, 17, hearing the word of God. That's how faith comes. In, again, Matthew chapter number 8, 16 to 17, you would see it's there. The writer of the book of Matthew himself, had to go back, reference why Jesus did what he did. 16 says, Jesus went in, you know, and cast out the evil spirit with the word. He says, and he healed all of them that were sick. 17 then says, that he might fulfill that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. How did he know what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet? If you find it, you see it. The last but not the least of this morning, how to build your faith for healing. The last but not the least, confess the word. Confess the word. Confess the word. Listen, faith is voice activated. I'm not sure you caught that. Did you hear what I just said? Faith is voice activated. Faith only goes into motion when your mouth is open and when it is clear. And see, there is no faith and there is no declaration without God's word. Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance on which faith stands, that base upon which faith stands, is the word of God. Faith is voice activated. Your healing would have to be voice activated. I have shared, you know, I used to feel pain on this knee. So much such that when I went for my annual, and by the way, next week Sunday, if Jesus tarries, I'm bringing you a message titled Faith of Foolishness. How some of you have robbed yourself of healing in the name of being overly religious. You'll be in church next week Sunday. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So every year I do an annual checkup. Yes, a man of faith that prays healing on people. I'm going to teach more on that next week. For almost 2 years, this pain has been there. It started since COVID. I would want to take the stairs, you know, and I would just, not painful, but discomfort. So much such that my doctor, you know, has scheduled me for, is it MRI, they call it, or what do they call that scan? But unfortunately, you know the way it is in this climb. I'm still on the waiting list. But now, to the glory of God, I don't have to be on the waiting list anymore. Because the pain is gone. Jesus has healed it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I use that same healing, flaring over the destiny of some of you under the sound of my voice. Those of you, those of you in place on the waiting list for a surgery or for a test, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on the date of the surgery or the test arrives, there will be no need for it anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, before that day, receive your healing. By the time they call you up for the test, for the screening, you'll say to them, I've been healed. But if you still want to do whatever, go ahead and do it. That is going to be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. They delayed. If they are done, the doctor couldn't, my doctor does not even recommend medications for me because he knows I won't take it. Again, I'll teach more on that next week Sunday. He knows I won't take it. So he said, Pastor, if I say this now, you'll say it. I said, why not just leave it for a while? Let me just, but I remember every time I'm moving. Man, uncle, Shanamada, I command you in the name of Jesus, you pay, you leave me. Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price. Can I shock you? When I was healed of this pain, when the pain went, I did not know. You know, I prophesied same thing over you all 2 Sundays ago. Some of the things you used to feel, this teaching series, you just realized that it's gone. Confess the word. Faith is voice activated. Faith. His voice activated. Hold fast to the confessions of faith, the word of the Lord says, without wavering. He says, because faithful is he who has promised. Faith is voice activated. I've shared before also, and I bring teaching to an end on this note, how I went to Winnipeg about 2 years ago now, myself and some of my sons in the gospel, and then Lady T for a funeral of a pastor friend. And I got into the hotel room. I was healed. I was happy. I was fine. I was not the one that drove. I can't remember who drove. Maybe it was Okien. Okien? Okay. It was Okien that drove Regina to Winnipeg. 6.5 hours thereabouts. And I got into the hotel room. And all of a sudden, I began to feel feverish. I've never felt that way in my life. It's not for many, 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 many years. I knew what was going on. And what I didn't do was to shut my mouth. Listen, you will be bound if you keep your mouth shut. Bible tells us about the story of that person who was shouting, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. The woman with the issue of blood, if only I can just touch the hem of his garment. If only, and she kept on thronging. You know what it means for Jesus to visit a space, a place, a town, a community? You know how many people? If only I can just touch the hem of his garment. If only I can just, as she was proceeding, she was pressing it. Faith, his voice activated. It doesn't matter what the medical diagnosis says. Don't shut your mouth. I teach you all the time, church, faith is not for thinking. Faith is for speaking. Faith is not for meditation. Faith is for declaration. That's why as a church, we take confessions every Sunday service. Many of you don't know what to read. Every month, that confession is changed. Faith is not for meditation. You don't meditate on faith. You meditate on God's word. When God's word is meditated on long enough, it produces power in you. The next thing you do is to open your mouth and activate it. And until your mouth is activated, your mouth is open. Faith is not in motion. And as long as faith is not in motion, you cannot be healed. You cannot be healed. I'm not sure if I shared it before, that I was born AS. Hey, maybe on Friday during encounter night, time is gone. I'll shame on that. Very sickly as a child. You know that kind of a child, the doctor gives all sorts of restrictions. You must not fall down. You must not play in the rain. You must not. Man, nakuli hana man tapalaba. This Friday, as Jesus lives, whose I am and whom I serve, genotypes will be changing for good. Blood groups will be changing for good. In the name of Jesus, until your faith goes into motion, you cannot receive your healing. Faith. Okay, rise up on your feet this morning. I just want us to pray. It's very simple, very quick. And that is just saying, Father, help me and strengthen my faith in you as my healer. Go ahead and turn that to prayer. As I started the teaching with, you may have known him as Jesus the provider. But pray that your eyes will be opened, that the eyes of your spirit will be enlightened to begin to see in him as also your healer. He paid the whole price. The salvation redemption package, it's a wholesome package. It's a complete package. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Complete package. Open your mouth and pray this moment that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened and that you may come to the knowledge of Jesus as the healer. As your healer. As your healer. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Help me see you as my healer. As my healer. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Don't forget, like I started with, before you meet the healing Jesus, you need to meet the redeeming Jesus. The redeeming Jesus is the saving Jesus. You're under the sound of my voice right now. You're not saved. You've not accepted the Lordship of Jesus. The opportunity is now. All eyes closed and all eyes bound. Please sing Regina Church over there. All eyes closed too and all eyes bound. I want you to say this after me. Dear Father, I thank you for leading me to your house. I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. I believe he died, I believe he rose, and I believe he's from the body. Jesus saved me. And according to this teaching that I've heard this morning, let me come to the knowledge of you as my healer, that I may know you as much more than my Savior, but also my healer. I pledge my life for you today and for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you receive that word this morning, would you celebrate Jesus?
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you. We honor you and we celebrate you.